You nobles and peers of the kingdom and commons of every degree, here's tidings of joy or grief to destroy. A flourishing land we shall see. Vast armies no more shall invade, nor banners in field be displayed. No killing, nor slaying, nor kingdoms betraying, but now for a prosperous trade. To make us all happy, our joys to increase, while Europe is blessed with a general peace. Our swords shall be turned into plowshares and glittering armor likewise. No longer will wear for laurels prepare. True peace is the blessing we prize. Though Lewis was once in a huff, and we as courageous and tough, yet every nation without disputation of fighting has fairly enough. Therefore, let the title of conquering cease while Europe is blessed with a general peace. Why should we stand longer contending with armies of foot and of horse, while war we maintain a conquest to gain, the winner sits down by the loss? This has been considered of late by monarchs both glorious and great. Wherefore they desire from field to retire, for peace is the prosperous state. The wealth of all kingdoms and courts to increase, this makes them conclude in a general peace. The plenipotentiaries of Europe, they met for that general good, whose masters we find are fairly inclined to stop the effusion of blood. God sent them a happy success, and all their endeavors did bless. In the undertaking, while peace they were making, and now we have had the express of the happy tidings, our joy to increase, that Europe is blessed with a general peace. Our champion and king of Great Britain is honored by Louis of France, who owns him as king in everything. No army shall ever advance against him or any allies, nay, cities and castles likewise, and every tower which is in his power, the which has been taken as prize. He'll freely surrender that fighting may cease, and Europe be blessed with a general peace. Himself he obliges on honor a treaty of peace to maintain, and while he shall live, no aid will he give to any pretenders again, that ever by insolent ways should study new troubles to raise, which lasting foundation of peace to this nation will bless us with flourishing days. Neighboring nations from fighting shall cease as Europe is blessed with a general peace. The merchant shall plow the wide ocean from kingdom to kingdom for gold, without any fear the seas being clear, and bring home their treasure untold, to store us with riches again. Then let us no longer complain, the war shall be defended and see a true prosperous reign. Our griefs will grow less and our comforts increase as Europe is blessed with a general peace. The happy effects of this treaty ascribed be to heaven alone, who prospered our prince the world to convince that still he should reign on the throne, to reap the sweet fruits of his toil, now in a plentiful isle, where long may he flourish, his people to nourish, their sorrows in grief to beguile. Ne'er doubt but our comforts will daily increase as Europe is blessed with a general peace.